Well, good morning. I'll just say Merry Christmas to you and a Happy New Year. I'm grateful for the opportunity once again to be with you this morning. I want to take your Bibles and turn to a very familiar passage of Scripture. It's in the book of Psalms, and we're going to be at 119:105. Psalm 119:105. Psalm 119:105. You'll recognize this verse, but I want us to take just a moment this morning as I was meditating on this verse. And things jumped out at me, and I wanted to share with you just a little bit about what God showed me from this very simple verse. Some of you probably know it and quote it. Psalm 119:105. We're going to talk today about what the Bible can and cannot do. What the Bible can and cannot do. Let me lead us in a word of prayer before we read from God's Word. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for your faithfulness. Oh, what a beautiful song we have just sung. What a declaration we have just given. And yes, Lord, the provisions that you have given to us, the things that we see are so important, but also the things that we do not see, the ways that you have protected us, the way you have provided for us. They are all so many good blessings, Father. We thank you for your love, for your grace. Holy Spirit, we just ask right now that you would just tune our hearts to what your word says and help us, Father, to grasp what you want us to know. And I pray for each person here today that you would speak to not only our ears, but to our hearts and our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 119:105. Very short verse. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. First of all, whose words are is the psalmist talking about here when he says, your word? Who is he talking about there? Talking about God. He's talking about God's words are a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. He's not talking about your words or my words or the preacher's words or the person on Facebook's words or that blogger or that televangelist's words. He's talking about God's words. God's words. God's words. And I want us to talk a little bit first as we look at that phrase, your words. What does he mean there, your words? I want to ask you, did any of you make a mistake in 2021? Anybody? I'm not going to ask for testimonies here today. But did you get it all right? You knew exactly when to wear a mask, when not to wear a mask. That whole debate about all of those kind of things. You got all of the school openings, all the school closings, all of that stuff, all of those things, all of those questions, right? Anybody here got it all right? None of us did. Most of us made mistakes on a daily basis. And some of us, I'll say myself, we made mistakes probably on an hourly basis sometimes on some days. Things changed. I think I was just thinking, you know, we don't live in Florida or Georgia or any of these other states. I think our state is a state of confusion. I think for most where most of us live on most of our days, we are constantly changing. If anything has been revealed to us, especially the last 20 some odd months, is we don't know we don't know about life. It is critical that we have an outside source for life. It is critical that we are not just depending on what I think or what the preacher thinks or what we watch on television or this person or that person. We need God's Word. We need God's Word in our lives. We need to hear from Him. His Word. What does He mean, God's Word? Your Word. Well, obviously, He's talking about Scripture here. Now, for David, he would have been talking about the first five books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. That was his Bible. When he talked about the Word of God, he was talking about those first five books of Moses. That's what he had in that day. He was talking about the law of God, what he knew about the law of God, how he was going to apply those things. For us today, of course, we have both the Old and the New Testament before us. What is God's Word? What does He want us to do with His Word? What do we mean by His Word? Well, He's talking there about what His Word, what He has recorded primarily here in these books for us. What He wants to say to us. But for us, in our Western education and knowledge, we take a look at a book like this, and we think when we're thinking, okay, I'm going to read His Word. And we do that. We read it. A lot of times, though, what we do with that is we make a check mark. So, and some of you might be able, I could ask the question, not asking for testimonies today. How many times did you read the Bible during 2021? And you might be able to say, oh, well, I checked it off. I have a list. I have a time. I checked it off on my daily diary that I read the Word of God. But is that simply what He means for us, your Word? We need to understand that when He speaks about your Word, He is starting here. He is starting with this book. But He wants to do something far greater than just simply us reading that Word. You see, for in our Western way of thinking about it, we look at it, we know that word, we know the Y and the O and the U and the R, and we put all of that together in our mind and in our brain, and we, okay, that's the word your, and we go on and we read that. But a lot of times for us, we look at it as knowledge. We look at it as, I've got it in my brain. Like I said, when I mentioned the Psalm 119, 105, some of you probably memorized this word. Some of you knew it. Some of it for you, it's not something that you is new to you. It's something that's old, and you've read it many, many different times. You've probably heard preachers preach on this word before. But God wants to do something much deeper. When we hold this book in our hands, He is not saying to us, simply read my word, digest it, put it in your brain, and when a test comes up, you'll be able to say these words. You see, when we look at this, when we read God's word, He wants His Spirit to take that word from our eyes into our brain, and He wants to take it all the way down into our heart and into our soul. He wants us not just simply to read it for knowledge. He wants to do something dynamic in your heart and in my heart, in our soul, in your soul and in my soul. I can tell you, like I said, the book of Psalms for me this past year has been a huge anchor for my life, especially Psalm 25. He wants to do something. And when he says, your word, he's talking about what it goes into our hearts and into our souls and what it does to us. He wants to use that word. He wants to speak to us. What is he going to speak to us? When we pick up this book and we begin to read it, and he begins with his Holy Spirit to put it down into our hearts and into our souls. What does he want us to know? What does he want us to understand? First of all, he wants us to understand just how much he loves us. Just how much he loves us. He wants us to understand that you individually are loved by him. He wants you to know and understand that. In a marriage relationship, when two people stand before a pastor and they commit themselves and they say they're going to commit themselves for their lives, and maybe they profess their love, that's not the last day that those two people say, "I love you," is it? No. You go on into life, and even in the hard times and in the difficult times, you still get up in the morning and you say, "I love you." Throughout the day, if you're with each other, if you're not working in two different places, if you see somebody, you just say, "I love you." When you go to bed at night, you're going to say, "I love you." And you're going to do that. My wife and I have been married for 42 years. And I don't know of a day that we've not told each other, or at least if we've been away from one another, that we've texted and said, "I love you, I love you, I love you." Why? Because we're building a relationship with one another. We're building that relationship. It takes not just one time, and it's not just a knowledge, it's not just that, "Oh, God loves me," or if you know the scripture, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." You know, those are things that we know, but we need to know it in our hearts. We need to experience it in our hearts that He loves us. As we look out over 2022, growing in a love relationship with God ought to be one of our goals, one of those New Year's resolutions. I want to know God and His love for me. And we discover His love for us through His Word. Through His Word, through His written Word. And that the Holy Spirit will take that and He will enlighten it. And He will show us, "I love you. I love you. I want you to know about that relationship." The second thing that we get from His Word is His encouragement. His encouragement. You know, I know that in this day and time, in this confusion that we live in the things that change on a daily basis, we need to be encouraged, don't we? We need that attaboy. We need that attagirl. Well, if out of God's love for us, God encourages us. He's there on your side. He is there wanting you and pushing you and helping you to get through that day. Those days that are difficult, those situations that are difficult, that the hard things in life, He's encouraging us. He's moving us. This is what the Word of God will do. And again, His Spirit is going to use the Word of God to echo into our hearts and our souls, not just in our brains. He's going to echo into our hearts and our souls, you got this. You can go ahead. You are on the right path. I love you. Move forward. The third thing that he's going to use His Word for is to correct us, to move us in the right direction. He's going to show us, and he's going to help us. Again, we're all growing. It doesn't matter. I've been on the journey of faith for close to 50 years, a little bit more than 50 years. Some of you out there have been believers in the Lord for a long, long time. And I imagine most all of you would say, I still don't know it all. God has His plan for you. And His Word, He says, your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Let's look then at this second part of this verse. Now, a lot of times what will happen with the in Hebrew is that they say the same thing twice for emphasis. It's basically the same. When he says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, he's just saying basically the same thing in two different ways. But he's doing it for emphasis, for us to understand. I brought a little flashlight from home with me this morning. You know, we can take this flashlight. You can criticize this for being a little flashlight. That's okay. We can talk. We can have a debate about big flashlights and little flashlights. I remember as a Boy Scout, we'd have big ones. We used to get the big ones. We wanted the big ones. When we went to a scout camp, we had fresh batteries, and boy, we made sure that we had the biggest flashlight we could, because we were going to go down in the woods. We could talk a lot about the science of how electricity current is made and flows through this to create the light. We could have a long discussion about that. Not for me. I'm not much of a scientist, but we could talk about that. We could, this happens to be a Rayovac. We could do a Google search and talk about which flashlight makers are the best ones and which flashlights are the best. We could have a great debate about that. We could probably do all kinds of different things about this. But at nighttime, when I've got to go out and take out the garbage down at my little RV park, when I've got to go outside, am I worried about the science of how electricity goes is going to light the battery? Am I worried about that? Am I worried about whether this battery company is the best one or whatever? Whether I've got a big one or a little one? No, I'm not worried about that. The only thing I'm worried about is, does this flashlight work? That's the only thing I worry about. Are the batteries fresh enough for this battery to get me from point A to point B? That's all I'm really worried about. Hear this word. He says, your word is a lamp to my feet. You're in a light to my path. I like to look at this and talk about short-term and long-term. Short-term and long-term. Here we are, the first Sunday of this new year. We still have, 363 more days? we can say basically 363 and a half more days of this year. Your word is a lamp to my feet. You know, the first thing that I'm going to do when I go out to take garbage in my little RV park, then when I turn this on, I want to make sure there's no critters right around me. That's one of the reasons why I have a flashlight, is that we've got little birds and we've got little different things that are out there in the grass, and I just want to make sure that there's not going to be a cat that's going to jump up and scare me. We've got an otter in a pond out there, and I just want to make sure that otter stays out there in that pond. I want to make sure that my feet are safe, short term. I need a light right around me. And I would just want to encourage you today. Where are you today? Where are you in your spiritual journey today, right now? Your spiritual journey today. How are things going? Have you taken an inventory of your spiritual journey? This is a good time to do that. How do you feel about your relationship to the Lord today? Are you walking with Him? Do you hear His voice? Do you know of His presence? Is it a sweet thing? Or do you feel somewhat distant? If we wanted to use the illustration, is the light strong or is it weak right now? You know, we need to evaluate. What about the light around your feet right now? Are you comfortable? I mean, when you turn that on and you know that sick feeling when you turn it on and it starts to flicker a little bit? And all of a sudden, I mean, yeah, I think we call Oscar the otter. I think he did jump into the pond one night and my light wasn't too sharp. And it scared me. You see, we need to evaluate our light. We need to evaluate it. We need to, is it strong? Are the batteries good? Is the connection you have to the Lord strong today? Or are there problems? Do you know the Lord? Do you know the Lord's voice today in your life? His word is a lamp to my feet, but it's also a light to my path. We look at the light shining right around me. We look at the immediate situation there. But we generally use a flashlight to get us from point A to point B. Do we not? And you know, a flashlight is only going to shine so far and give light out so far. These past 2 years, they've been rough. I'm being kind. They've been rough. I don't want to go through 2021 again. I lost several pastor friends and several friends. I have several ladies that are now widows. It was tough. It was hard. Now, I don't necessarily want to go through 2021 again. God did some amazing things in our lives. But if I had known where I was going, you need a light for your path. You need a light to get you through these next several days of this year. You need a long-term light. I remember living, my wife and I were missionaries in South America, and we lived in a little village. And on Sunday nights, we needed a flashlight. The little village, didn't have street lights and that kind of thing, and it was not something, we weren't going to take our truck. We were just going to be going, and usually there was a crowd of us. We would walk to church at night, and all of us would have our lanterns. We would shine it, and we would join our lights together, and we would move forward kind of together so we could see. But I remember how dark it was and how important it was to keep that light, to keep those batteries fresh, to keep that light going. It'd be a sad day when you lost your flashlight. He says here, your word is a light to my path. Taking that evaluation of where your light is around your feet, right around you. But looking ahead, where are you going? Where are you going? What path are you on? What are the dangers that are ahead for you? What are the things that are going to come up in 2022? Are you ready? Are you ready? He says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We need to take an evaluation right now. We need to take an evaluation right now of our spiritual journey, of where we are, the things that we have experience, the things that are going on in our lives right now at this moment. But we also need to be thinking about, are you on the right path for 2022? Are you on the right path? Do you know of God's love for you today? Are you assured of your on salvation? Are you assured that should something happen in 2022, just like we've experienced so many different times, are you assured that you, if your eyes closed in death, would your eyes open to the face of Jesus? Over in 1 John, chapter 4, verse 10. And we talked a little bit about this, and I just want to close with this morning. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. My dear friends, your word, his word. What we've just read today, we talked about it a little bit. The assurance of God's love for you today. The most important decision that you can make about 2022 is that your life, everything about you, is in the hands of God. That you have that assurance that every day, every hour, every minute, every second of this new year, God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to be walking with you. And no matter what crisis, what joy, whatever may come, He's going to be with you. And He will face that crisis with you. He will celebrate with you. He loves you. He cares about you. The beautiful news about 1 John chapter 4, verse 10 is the fact that you don't have to start out trying to love Him so that He'll love you back. He already loves you. He already loves you. And all you have to do is come. That big word, propitiation, just simply means that Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary for those sins. He paid that price when He stretched out His hands and His feet on that cross, and His precious blood was shed for you and for me. He paid the price for your sins and my sins. And He offers that to you. Have you committed your heart and life to Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord? It's very, very simple. Very, very profound. We've all just gone through the Christmas season. We've all had those presents under the tree. We've had that anticipation of, oh, what is that? It's a big box. It's a little box. We put our names on there too, from. The example is the same. At Christmas time, this is a present for you. You see what I'm doing? This is a present for you. But what do you have to do? You have to say, thank you. What God has done for each and every one of us is to say, here is the gift of salvation for you. But what you have to do is to receive it for yourself. To thank Him for His gift of salvation. Very first thing, if you're evaluating right around you, you've not trusted Christ as your Savior, you don't have a light around your feet. And you need to get that right now, so that you can have a light around your feet. So that when you get ready to walk out into this new year, you're going to know the right path. You're going to know the right path. Christian, how are your batteries? How are your batteries? I want us to do a little exercise as we close today. If you have your Bible, I want you to just take it in your hands, if you would, please. If you have your Bible, you don't have to turn anywhere. Just take it and open it up. Wherever it falls, it's okay. You have your Bible with you today. Okay. You're holding it open there. All right. One of the great discoveries for me, in particular, the last several years, is holding the Word of God. We live in a day and age where And I'm not against telephones and Bible apps. And don't hear me say that I'm against that. I am not in any way. I have my own Bible apps and I use them on a day-to-day basis. But when I have discovered that when I'm ready to read the Word of God, it's an amazing thing how opening a Bible makes a difference. I'm just saying, that's free right there. Just say. All right. When you have your Bible open, you have the light in front of you. Your flashlight's turned on. Okay? Now, if you have your Bible open, just go ahead and close it. Never heard a preacher say, close your Bible, have you? Close your Bible. If you want to, yeah, just set it there to the side. The sad thing is, for some of you today, that's where your Bible was for most of 2021. By your side and closed. And the sad thing is that for some of you, this Bible will stay the same way. Oh, you might bring it to church. You might open it for Sunday school or during the worship time. But during the week, it's just going to sit on a shelf somewhere, unopened. What the Bible can and cannot do. We've talked all about what the Bible can do for you today. But the Bible cannot change your life. The Bible cannot speak into your heart or your life if it is closed. If it is closed, it cannot express to you how much God loves you. If it is closed, it cannot express to you how much of God's encouragement to you. If it is closed, you cannot know the right path. And you cannot change. That's just the way it is. I want to encourage you this year. I want to encourage you. You might say, preacher, I don't know where to begin. Okay, that's all right. You've got more than a dozen people. You've got your pastor. If you need to know where to start in the Bible and what to read, go ask somebody. You've got to have a brother or sister in this church that would say, help me to know how to read the Bible. Where do I start? How do I start? If you don't know how, there's somebody that can help you. Open it. Read it. If at first it doesn't make sense, that's okay. That is all right. Keep reading it. Keep reading it. Keep crying out to God, help me to understand. And He will. He will. Your word is a light. This morning, I just want to encourage you. For whatever comes in 2022, His word, keep it open. Keep reading. Keep knowing of His great love. Care for each one of us. Let me lead us in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You. I thank You that Your Word is available to us. Not only just so that we can have head knowledge, not only so that we can mark it off of a list that yes, we read it, but that Your Holy Spirit can take that Word and light up our lives to show us what's around our feet and to show us the path that we need to go on. I pray for my dear brothers and sisters, everyone here today, that you would guide us, that your Spirit would speak to us. If there is one here today who does not know you as Savior and as Lord, I pray for that person. Pray that they would commit their heart and life to you. Just confess their sins to you. Confess that they need you in their heart and their lives so that He can make them be born again. God, I pray that you would guide and direct each heart. Bless this church. Put your blessing upon this church and this pastor. May your name be honored and glorified in this community, I pray. May this be a great year for this church. We ask it in Jesus' name and just for His sake. Amen. I believe that we're going to be singing a song of invitation this morning. I'll be down front. If there is anybody that needs me to pray with them, I'd be happy to do that. You need to trust Christ as your Savior. You can do that today. Make this the beginning of this year. Let's still stand together as we sing.